Now, looking forward to talking to this guy, Stephen Fenwick. Now, we're going to talk about scammers. Yes, that's right. The amount of online shopping that will take place this Christmas, I imagine, will be much more than it was in previous years. And, of course, we can put that down to COVID-19 and people buying a lot more online because they can't go to the shopping centres, etc. But there is a problem. How do you dodge the scammers if you're doing your Christmas shopping online this year? Stephen Fenwick from Tech Guide joins me on the program this afternoon. Hello, Stephen.
G'day, Brett. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
Going well, thanks.
That's good. Mate, these so-and-sos, these scammers, how much, do you know how much online shopping has increased, mate, in the last 12 months?
It has increased as for the reasons you mentioned. That COVID has played a big part in people deciding to shop online rather than actually going into stores. According to Norton LifeLock, who released a digital transformation report earlier this week, it shows that 57% of Australians say they're doing even more online shopping than before. So that's a huge increase in the numbers that we're seeing flooding to these online marketplaces.
Stephen, I would also suggest that as a result of them experiencing, hopefully, a pleasant experience of shopping online, they're not going to go back. So this means the increase of shopping online, which was sort of, you know, slowly increasing, but all of a sudden with COVID-19, there's been a dramatic jump in it. I would suggest it's now going to stay there and only increase from there.
Oh, completely, yeah. I think once you go down that path and you realise the convenience and in most cases the speed of that service, then, yeah, you're going to be there for good. But with these sales coming up, we've got the Black Friday sales in a week and then Cyber Monday the following Monday, and that really kicks off the Christmas shopping period. You're going to see even more opportunistic cyber criminals come out and try to target a lot of these online shoppers. It's the business end of the year for them because they know a lot more people are going to be online. They'll be a bit more susceptible to some scams and scams involving trying to obtain people's credit card information, their identity, even creating fake websites that you would swear looked real and were genuine and even imitating other brands. That's how sophisticated these scams have become. So you really got to have your antennas up and just be mindful of where you're shopping, what you're buying. If it's too good to be true, it always is. So if you stay vigilant, then you'll avoid becoming a victim.
How do you know, raising one of the points that you just mentioned, how do you know that you're on the right website? Because you're right, some of these websites are basically as good as the original website. So how do you know, how do you check and know that you're actually on the right website?
A few things you can do. First of all, check the URL. It might say Tiffany's in the header, but if there's not usually three F's in Tiffany's, or there's not normally two T's in Cartier, or so these are really cheeky ways these criminals can disguise what looks at first glance to be the correct URL, but sometimes it's not. So and some of them don't even go to the trouble of covering that up. It just can just be just all sort of gobbledygook in the address there. So be mindful of the URL looks legit, and do things like check the site's policies on privacy and security, and ensure that you're shopping at a secure website. It's easy to see that when you see HTTPS. S on the end of that stands for secure, and sites actually have to pay. They've got to pay a fee to be able to have that label on their websites.
What's it? It's
HTTP.
TTPS.
HTTPS. The Hypertext Transfer Protocol, which is what HTTP is short for.
Right.
And S on the end of that is for secure. You'll see all the major shopping sites that have that HTTPS on their address. But just be mindful of where you're shopping. Check their policies too. The sites normally have a policy on privacy and security. So make sure you do your research. Especially if it's a new website. If you've shopped there before, then that's fine. But if you've come across this brand new website that's offering these real remarkably discounted prices and looks really flashy and you've never heard of it before, then that's when you've got to be mindful, because that could very well be a fake site that's been set up by a scammer.
People that are scared of using credit cards online, how do you secure your credit card when you're shopping online?
Well, the security comes with the site. So if you're shopping at a secure site, then that is an additional security that they offer. That's the reason they're secure, is they can make secure transactions on that particular website. But normally, using services as well. So if you can use a service like an online payment service like PayPal, mm-hmm. or Apple Pay, all these payment services are secure and also offer you a level of protection. So if you happen to have used PayPal and the site that you shopped at wasn't a reputable site, then you do have some recourse through PayPal. So they may be able to sort of defend you and be able to get your money back, because they don't want to be ripped off, not as much as you don't want to be ripped off. So having those payment services, even if you do venture onto a website that's not legit, will help you with that added protection. But chances are, if they are offering PayPal and Apple Pay, that's a sign that they are a secure, reputable site to begin with.
And I imagine, again, with emails, if you receive any emails making offers to go online, just check.
Yeah, this is true. Because one thing that follows us around are cookies. Cookies are when you search for various things and you'll find that, say, you've searched for like a pearl necklace on Google. Everywhere you look, every related ad for that tends to follow you around. I'm sure you've experienced this. If you've done a particular search for a holiday or something that you've been shopping out for, you notice it everywhere because these little cookies, these little bits of metadata follow you around. That can also attract you to another site as well, because these scammers, it's not just a sort of a one-hit wonder for them. They build links. They encourage, they even try to increase its searchability as well. So if you were to search for something and they've put as much effort into a search for their fake website to come up as high as a legitimate website. So if you have security software, for example, like Norton has a great web security, where if you do a search, if one of the results is not legit, it'll tell you that. It'll say that this isn't a safe website, we don't recommend you moving to that site.
You've just got to use, you know, common sense and have your wits about you.
That's exactly
you?
It. Yeah, I think there's no if you do use your common sense, just again, if it's too good to be true, it is too good to be true. So don't be lured into something thinking, wow, I'm getting a bargain here. You're not. You're just handing your money over.
Hey, Steve, what are some of the popular things that you think people would be buying online this year for Christmas presents?
Well, tech for sure. I think the headphones. Mobile devices, mobile accessories, you name it, smart watches, they're very popular this Christmas, as well as other products like rugged outdoor gear. So a lot of people that can't travel overseas, they might be going out bush somewhere, they're going to maybe buy a waterproof Bluetooth speaker or something like that. A lot of those I'm seeing pretty popular. Smart speakers as well are very popular, whether it's Alexa, Alexa, Google, or Siri. The new HomePod Mini has just been released, so plenty of choices. I'm going to be running a big 12 days of Christmas gift guide on Tech Guide, and it's starting in a couple of weeks.
When's that start? Couple of weeks?
Yeah, late November, early December. Yeah, I'll have each day is a different product category. So day one might be headphones, and day two might be AV products and so on. Day four might be cameras and everything. I try to sort of give a pretty wide coverage on and suggest gift ideas for my readers.
I tell you what, also when you're buying online, I use a place that I buy wine from, a particular place, mm-hmm. and they're in Melbourne. And honestly, I can put an order in on Sunday afternoon for a dozen bottles of wine, and they'll get here because I'll have them delivered to the radio station. Yep. It makes it a whole lot easier. Honestly, Stephen, they'll get here on the Tuesday.
Yeah, they're pretty fast. Yeah, I know. Especially within Australia, you can get some pretty quick deliveries. I ordered something. I think I bought something on eBay, and it was less than 24 hours. I had it in my hands. It was incredible.
And what that does, it gives you confidence, and secondly, you go, what? The service is unbelievable. How professional.
And that's important, because if people are starting to shop online, they need to give themselves plenty of time in the event that it takes a week or two to get there. So don't leave it to sort of mid-December to start your online shopping. I'd get moving from next week.
Yeah, the other thing is, I suppose, it's going to be a tough one for you know, people in retail stores this Christmas, particularly with people not wanting to go and fight each other in a shopping
I'm
centre
sure
environment.
There'll be plenty of crowds in shopping centres nonetheless. I know a lot of people shop online, but other people prefer to be able to touch and feel the product, try it on, and before they put their money down.
That's another thing, I suppose, just quickly touch on. If you're going to buy fashion, you've got to look at the return rules and regulations.
Yeah,
that's
right. That's a very important point, actually. Yeah, there are pretty clear guidelines for all these major sites that sell clothes and shoes and things like that, the return policy. So be mindful of what those are. They do normally they're normally pretty clear. They provide a postage label if you do need to return it. That's often free if you need to return something. So they're pretty accommodating that way. They want to make sure that you have the right size and the right styles. But normally what happens, people who become accustomed to a certain brand, they just know their size.
Yeah, true.
Like I know my size in running shoes and T-shirts of various brands. And
true.
It's really easy to order those things because you know they're going to fit.
All right, mate. It's always great to talk to you. Thank you for making yourself available. We appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. Thanks, Brent. Take care.
Thanks, Stephen. Bye-bye. That's Stephen Fenwick. He's got a website. It's Tech, T-E-C-H, Tech Guide. It's got all sorts of stuff on there. And as you heard, he's going to put something as in the top 10 best different things to buy up to Christmas.